Hello and welcome to the Hansen Hour podcast, where we spend an hour or thereabouts deep diving into the band Hansen. I'm your host, Megan, and you can join in with me and a special guest each week as we talk about a range of Hansen-related topics. I'm so excited that you are here to join in on this, so grab a cuppa or a glass of red and settle in for an hour of fun. It's guaranteed to make you smile. Hello, I'm Megan, and just in case you have been wondering what even is this, I wanted to spend a few minutes sort of breaking it down for you. So this year I turn 40, and I made a few promises to myself, as cliche as that might be, but it's true. And I suppose a big part of what I do is always endeavouring to speak the truth. I really wanted to make sure this year was all about cultivating joy, another cliche, but also true. So that to me is really just about doing more of the things that I love, and just, I wanted to see what would happen really if I spent the year just following my joy and did more of the things that lit me up. So amongst a range of other things that I won't bore you with, I decided to start this podcast because probably like many of you listening, Hansen are ultimately something that brings me joy. And also, another piece of honesty, there's probably a nostalgia there that I'm leaning into with this passing of time that is just happening way too quickly. So I live in Melbourne, Australia, if you couldn't tell by my accent. And I've got two kids, which have been for me pretty instrumental in giving me, I suppose, the gift in seeing how quickly time is passing. Before I had them, I guess I could probably blur the days, but now seeing things grow astronomically quickly in front of me, I'm very aware of the clock. And I suppose that feeds into this a little bit as well. So this podcast is actually something that I wanted to create because I love podcasts. I was constantly popping Hansen into the search engine of streaming services, and I burned through all the podcasts where they were guests, and then I burned through all the Hansen Time podcasts on Hansen.net. And I figured out that I really loved just the chats, and I suppose the laughs and the info and the deep dives. I also love like fan run podcasts as well about any topics, like, I don't know. Yeah, probably. I did listen to a couple of like Janet Jackson ones, Michael Jackson ones. There's like Taylor Swift ones, and I just love fans getting together and deep diving into the things that interest them. I don't know, there's something about it, right? So I was really surprised actually when I couldn't find a lot of, or any, Hansen dedicated podcasts. So I suppose just a shout out to H-Bomb, which I haven't actually listened to, but people have let me know that there was one that was run, and I think that that's awesome. I'm definitely keen to collab a little bit more as well with the owner of that pod. And I suppose it would probably be a good time to talk about my history with Hansen, which, like a lot of you, started in 97. Looking back on it, I was like 13 or 14, and I feel like possibly old enough to know better to go to the extent that I went to. But it was real, even at that, what I would say is maybe like an older age. And I did go to the Eastland store here in Melbourne. You might have seen it on Tulsa, Tokyo, in the middle of nowhere, where all these people showed up and it ended up having to be in a car park. It was supposed to be an in-store and it was crazy and hectic. And that was the first time I ever saw Hanson. It is beautifully nostalgic thinking about that time, even just like my bestie and, you know, having my mum drive us there. And I will be honest, something that I look back really fondly of and like have totally no shame in even saying it, on the drive there, I really believed in the possibility that Isaac might become my boyfriend, right? And I'm pretty sure that that's not unlike a lot of us. And what I love about that is that I genuinely believed that, and that girl genuinely had that sense of, I don't know, belief within herself that like the impossible was sort of possible. And I think that that's something that I really carried over with me looking back on things, not just Hanson related, but just life related. Like, you know, I dream big, and we should all dream big and sort of, you know, have goals and things to action. When I got there and I saw that there were that many people, and it became blindingly obvious that he was in fact not going to become my boyfriend, possibly just for the fact that he couldn't see me, God, I was devastated, like genuinely. And again, this is a podcast that really doesn't cultivate shame or judgment. So disappointed, and I cried like the whole way home. I just couldn't make sense of it. But from there, from that moment, I suppose it was sort of done. And I've been to every Australian show that they've done. And I've also been traveling around the US to some shows as well. So I've lost count of how many that is. But it's quite a few, and there is nothing like touring season, right? When they come to your town, and that's that joy and that cultivating joy as well. And just being on tour with your friends and having all the concerts and something to look forward to, it is just the best time. So that's a little bit about me. And I suppose getting into how this podcast is going to run. It is a vast, there's so many things that we could talk about here in this space together. And because of that, and because there was such cognitive load that I felt carried with that, I decided to break it down into eras, and that's going to begin with full album release eras. So I'm not going to dive into the fan EPs or other EPs at this point. I'm not going to do the Christmas albums either. Like String Theory, things like that are going to sort of fall to the wayside, just until we get the first, you know, those couple of big album releases out first. And then we'll come back and we'll talk about the sort of more, the EPs and the fan EPs and the Christmas albums and the tours and, you know, Hanson Day and Back to the Island and all those sorts of things. But I think for my own sanity and to keep to some sort of timeline, to help myself, and I suppose you guys as well, that's the way that it's going to go. So we'll start with middle of nowhere, and then we'll take it from there and see how we go. So thank you so much for tuning in. I really hope that this brings you joy as well. So thank you. And I can't wait to talk to you guys soon.